Hey, special educators. Welcome to Teach CastBox Inspire, the podcast dedicated to making your job as a special education teacher easier by making your instruction more fun for you and your students. Inside each episode, you'll learn how to get the most use out of your task boxes in the classroom. I'm your host, Lisa Holiday from Chalkboard Superhero, a veteran special education teacher passionate about empowering you with purposeful teaching strategies, helpful tips and tricks, and other classroom management tools that will help you thrive in your role. Let's get started with today's episode. Hey there, special educators, and welcome back to another episode of Teach CastBox Inspire. I'm your host, Lisa Holiday, and today I want to chat all about how to go about making friends in your building as a self-contained special education teacher. As self-contained teachers, our roles can sometimes make us feel isolated, focusing intensely on the needs of our students. I often hear that we're stuck on our own island and we never get to come out. But connecting with colleagues within our school is not only beneficial for our own well-being, but can also enhance our professional practice. So let's explore some practical strategies for building meaningful relationships in your school. Firstly, remember that everyone in your school shares a common goal to support and educate all students. Start by simply attending staff meetings, professional development sessions, and school events. These are perfect opportunities to introduce yourself, exchange ideas, and find common ground with your colleagues. And these opportunities allow you to show your face and make it known who you are in the building. It's essential to be proactive, so take the initiative to reach out to other teachers, administrators, and support staff. A simple hello or a genuine compliment can go a long way in initiating conversation. So when I'm new to a building, I make sure to make quick friends with three essential groups: the custodial staff, the secretaries in the front office, and the nurse. Why? Because these individuals are the absolute backbone of the school, often possessing invaluable insights, resources, and connections that can greatly support us as self-contained teachers. The custodial staff are the unsung heroes who keep the school running smoothly, and building a positive relationship with them ensures a clean and comfortable environment for both students and teachers. I want to make sure that they do a good job cleaning, and that I'm following all the rules to make sure that their job is easier. For example, do I need to put the trash cans in the room or outside in the hall? Do I hang up the chairs at the end of the day, or do I keep them on the floor? Like, what are the rules? I also make sure that I know them by name, and when I see them, I make a point to say hello and ask them how they are doing. Making time to do this really forms that relationship where they're going to go above and beyond for you in your classroom. They even find furniture in the building. So I'll say, excuse me, I'm looking for a shelf. Do you know, have you seen one in the building? And they're always like, yes, I'm going to go find it for you. So making those relationships early on will help you in the long run. All right, so the secretaries in the front office are often like the gatekeepers of information, and having their support can streamline administrative processes. They can help navigate really all the intricacies of the entire school. I often don't know where to turn things in when I'm new, or where to find certain forms, or where they store things. Maybe there's a supply closet that I don't know about. So making friends with them is super essential. And let me give you an example. My prior school district, I was brand new and I had about, I don't know, 5 loads to unload from my car. And anytime I would go to the front desk, the secretary in the front of the building was getting really annoyed with me because I didn't have a badge yet and she had to open the door. And so after the second trip of her annoyance, I had to consciously make a difference. I said, okay, I need this lady on my side. I need to do something. So after I went in, I complimented her outfit. I said how great she looked for the first day of school, you know, blah, blah, blah. I really talked her up. She loved it. She loves talking about her clothes. We sat there for about 20 minutes talking about TJ Maxx and Marshalls. And so all the trips I had to make out to the car after that, you know, I could hear her through the window say, oh, there's my friend Lisa. And she'd run to the door to help me. And then from then on, every morning I would see her, she would say, good morning, Lisa. How are you? You know what I mean? And then she went above and beyond to help me in every aspect I needed for this building. And so those little tiny things matter. Additionally, the nurse plays another vital role in students' health and well-being and making them an essential ally to make sure we are caring for the students with special needs, right? So I communicate with nurses almost daily because of, say, student medications, or we need to call home to send a child home sick because they can't say they're sick because they're nonverbal, or maybe we need to talk to the nursing staff because we need to document bruising on their body, or whatever it is. So by cultivating friendships with key individuals like nursing staff, I not only foster a sense of camaraderie and mutual respect, but I also create a supportive network that really enhances my effectiveness as a self-contained teacher in a school that I'm new to. So I do make sure to learn all of their names and make sure to make small talk where I can. For instance, I got injured the other day and I walked to the nurse's office just to get an ice pack for my knee. Just sitting in there for the 5 minutes and chatting about their kids or their husbands, what they're doing for the weekend, goes such a long way that they go above and beyond their call of duty when I need a favor or when I need something in the classroom. So I'm telling you, I know sometimes when you're new to a building, it is really hard to make small talk or to really remember everyone's name, but taking the time out to do that will help you. Additionally, consider joining or forming some kind of PLC, we call them professional learning communities within your school. You know, collaborating with colleagues who share similar interests or teaching practices can provide that camaraderie as well. I really love getting together with related service providers like OT, PT, speech, adapted physical therapy, to kind of talk about student growths or concerns. I also like to meet with our school psychologists and or counselors to talk about students' needs and growths as well. And that kind of forms just one more connection and you kind of feel more part of the building. Another effective way to connect with others in the building is really taking the time out to eat lunch in the staff lounge. I know a lot of people may shy away from this in a new school, but think of it as a way to connect with others and recharge at the same time. Try not to take your lunch in your classroom if you can help it. But I get it. Sometimes the lunchroom can get too quote unquote nosy. They ask you, you know, how's that room going? What are the behaviors in that room? So it gets kind of gossipy. And I understand you. Some people may not like that. So find a buddy, find a lunch buddy that has the same lunch time as you. Often as self-contained teachers, we can create when we take our own lunches. And so finding somebody within the building that you want to take a lunch time with and maybe eating in their office or another location that's outside of that. Maybe you're just an introvert like me and you like to just go to your car and you need that 30-minute mental break. And that's okay too, but that's not going to allow you to make those professional connections. Anyways, networking isn't just about making those connections. It's also about building genuine friendships, taking the time out to get to know your colleagues on a personal level, ask about their interests and hobbies and things that they do outside of school. Building these interpersonal connections can create a supportive and inclusive school culture. And so that you can start pushing out some of your students who may be self-contained, maybe they're ready to be pushed out, and you'll have an easier time trying to connect with teachers and getting this to happen when you are building those relationships within the school. So I know as self-contained teachers, we have unique expertise and experiences to share. Don't hesitate to offer support and guidance to your colleagues as well. I'm an autism expert, and so if I hear of a teacher struggling with a student with autism, I often will perk up and volunteer my time and attention to help them with their students as well. So by sharing your knowledge and insights, you not only contribute to the success of your school, but you also demonstrate a value as a collaborative team member in the district. So lastly, I know I want to wrap this up. I like to keep these episodes super short, but lastly, remember that building relationships takes time and effort. I want you to be patient. I want you to be persistent in your efforts to connect with people. And honestly, guys, this is coming from me, a very introverted person. I often fall victim to all of these key points, but I'm trying to make a conscious effort every single day to get better. So go ahead, keep an open mind and be willing to step out of your comfort zone. You never know where a simple conversation or collaboration may lead. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to encourage you to take action and start building connections within your school community. Just start with one person and try to make that connection. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Reach out, be proactive, and embrace the opportunities to connect with your colleagues. So thanks for tuning in to Teach Test Box Inspire. If you found today's episode helpful, please consider subscribing and leaving me a review. Until next time, bye-bye. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Teach Test Box Inspire. I hope you've gained some tips and motivation to fuel your week ahead. If you're ready to explore more strategies for empowering your students as independent learners, be sure to dive into my free training at chalkboardsuperhero.com/training. And don't keep all this knowledge to yourself. Share this episode with your special education teacher friends who could use some motivation and inspiration. One more thing before you go. If you're finding this podcast helpful and want to show support, head to Apple Podcasts and leave your rating and review. Until next time, keep teaching, task boxing, and inspiring.